And the eagle has landed. There he is. Good to see you, man. How you doing? WBC heavyweight champion of the world. He is 40-0-1, 39 by knockout. He retained his title in a draw versus Tyson Fury in December. Deontay Wilder. What's up, champ?
What's going on? What's going on,
dude,
man?
You
doing all right?
You look good, man. I'm great.
Oh, man.
Great.
Thank you so much,
How
man.
How you feeling?
I feel wonderful. You know, when I walked up into the facility, man, I'm an energy person, by the way. So I felt the energy and of the environment. I said, yeah, this is going to be a great day because it's nothing but positive, great energy just oozing out of the place, man. I'm happy to be here.
I don't know, man. I love hearing that. I don't know if that's true. I mean, because let me tell you something. There is a lot of, a lot of positive energy,
yeah.
But there's also a lot of D-bags here.
Come on now.
They're about the wrong things that are negative, man. I'm just keeping it real.
Well, thank
but
God.
I'm glad that you can come in and suck some of that negative energy away and school people up.
That's
all right?
That's right.
I got to ask you about your last year. When you look back on this past year, you had the PBC Fight of the Year in your win over Ortiz. Mm. You had the PBC Round of the Year in the Fury fight. How big was 2018 for you?
Man, 2018 was a magnificent year for me. It was a huge year. You know, we accomplished a lot of things out of that year. You know, we had big fights. You know, we came back. We fought killers after killers. You know, a lot of things that the sport don't do. You know, they can, but they don't do. You know, a lot of these fighters, they want big fights, then they want small fights. You know, that don't mean nothing. Just to milk it out, just to, you know, keep their career going, keep another year on their belt.
Like low risk, high reward.
There
kind
you
of
go.
Stuff.
That's what we're looking for. And for me, you know, I'm all about my legacy. I'm all about being the best. I always say I'm the best, so I want to test myself each and every time. I don't care if I fight a number two guy one night and come back the next couple of months and fight the number three guy. That's just my mentality. That's just what I do, you know. And I said I wanted it to be where it's one champion, one face, one name. And that's what I'm leaning towards. And with that being said, I've had some magnificent fights with some great opponents, and it made my 18 amazing year.
Deontay Wilder joining us. He is the WBC heavyweight champ. Now, you were part of the greatest heavyweight fight in a long, long time. When you look back on that fight with Tyson Fury, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Man, just like you said, amazing. I got a lot of words to describe it. It was fantastic. It was amazing. It was a blessing. And, you know, and I'm ready to do it again. You know, I had the right dancing partner for that perfect moment in time, you know, because boxing is not our top sport here in America. You know, it had died down for a while because we had no American champion. And now that we got one, it's lit more than ever. It's exciting, and the heavyweight division is back on the map. But we still got a lot of work to do. You know, over time, it will be restored back to the best it's ever done, it's been. And you got the heavyweight champion right here. And people always talk about the golden era, but we can make this era golden with the resources and the things we have with the internet and the social media and stuff like that. We can make it
so
golden.
What has to happen, man? It would be awesome.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day before there was MMA, boxing was the thing.
Mm.
Boxing was the thing. And if there were championship fights, that's all we talked about. The heavyweight champion was the biggest, baddest guy in all the sports.
Yes, sir.
How can it be like that again?
Well, you know, making the right fights at the right time, you know what I mean? And that's how it's going to work, being able to market, getting your guys out there, getting those faces out there, you know what I mean? It's been a lot of marketing on me from my last previous fights. Coming up, talking about 2018 and coming in, I've had a lot of great marketing on me that got me, you know, out there to a lot of people, you know, into the households. And, you know, my life has changed dramatically, you know, and it's been crazy. It's been tiring, but it's been amazing at the same time. It's what I've been, you know, been waiting on. This let me know that I'm in the right direction, and everything is going as planned. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a lot of marketing. It's going to take a lot of fighting the right fights and making the fights happen in the right appropriate times.
Deontay Wilder joining us, 40-0-1, 39 wins by knockout. When you hit Fury with that shot, you knocked him down in the ninth. You hit him with that monster shot in the 12th. I mean, you hit him with a shot.
Mm.
His eyes go back in his head. Do you think the fight's over at that point?
Man, it not only went back in his head, it went slowly, it rolled slowly in the back of his head.
Generally, what does that mean? What does that tell you when you see that?
Man, usually when you see that, it's Man, ain't no way. You know, when you see a man, eyes roll back in the back of his head, when you see his head hit the canvas and the muscles in his head start penetrating up, like the veins start popping up in his head, and then you start seeing his body stiff on like it's on cloud nine, you know it's over. You know, either Jack Reese had smelling sauce on his breath, or that man had a lot of prayers, or maybe he had, you know, he's a gypsy, so he believe in magic. Something.
Dude, when that man beat the count and got back up, what did you think?
Man, I was like, wow, that was like a wild moment, you know. But at the same time, it was exciting as well because, you know, it made the fight a controversial fight. And, you know, controversy sells, you know, it brings more attention. And that's what we want. That's another reason why that the heavyweight division is in great hands. It's blooming. It's developing like it is. You have fights like that, and then you have controversy. People don't understand who won.
Sells, man. It sells.
Sells.
And then you got to run it back. All right. So last thought. What is next then?
Next for me, you can look for me to return in the ring in May. I don't know a specific date yet, but you can look forward to in May. And looking like what's going on now, looking like either Vegas or the Barclays Center. And looking like the Barclays Center is coming on strong, you know. It's all about when you're doing these things, it's all about who wants to host the fight, who could put up the most money to put on the fight and host it. And, you know, Barclays Center has been wanting a big fight like this for a very long time, and it's looking like they're coming on strong. So we'll see.
I would never, ever introduce the heavyweight champion in the world or ask you to maybe move, but this guy behind you literally is not only my boss, but in a way he's kind of your boss too, because you're a Showtime fighter. He is the chairman of CBS Sports.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happens in the company without this guy knowing.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for coming on. Great to see you. You are the champ, and I appreciate the visit very much.
My man, thank you guys so much for inviting me on. Until next time, baby. Peace.
Peace. Bomb squad.
Bomb squad.
Man, we need more positivity in this place. The champ is here to give it to us. Great seeing you, Deontay. Thank you very much.